With your latest news, I'm Shanda Gallego from Radio Cayman's newsroom. Police are continuing their investigation into a jet ski collision in Bodintown, which has sent multiple people to the hospital on Saturday. The incident happened shortly after 10:30 a.m. Police say they responded to a report of a water-related collision at Colwood Beach in Bodintown. A jet ski collided with a cabana on the beach, causing it to collapse. One person in the cabana and three persons on the jet ski, including two children, were injured. Emergency services attended the scene and all four were taken to the hospital. One adult remains in hospital in critical condition, while the other three persons are in stable condition, being treated for what appear to be serious but non-life-threatening injuries. After months of negotiations, the UK and the EU finally came to a deal they could both agree on, which came into effect on December 31st, 2020. One way the UK leaving may affect Caymanians, specifically those with a UK passport, is with the EU's freedom of movement of persons. LLM course leader and lecturer at Chumbawamba Law School of the Cayman Islands, Laura Panedes.
Those Caymanians that hold UK passports will be able to enjoy visa-free travel to the 27 member states of the EU for a period of maximum 90 days in each 180 days, which is quite generous. So you're not going to need any ESTA equivalent or anything like that. You just need your UK passport in your pocket.
But moving to the EU is no longer so simple.
However, the difference is if you want to move to an EU member state with a job and you just want to move there almost permanently, that's going to be more difficult. Now, we don't know exactly how that's going to play out. From the side of the UK, in order to welcome EU citizens, they are talking about a point system where there will have to be a minimum salary, there will have to be a job offer, and the UK would still be able to decide whether to accept an EU citizen into the UK. From the stance of UK citizens moving elsewhere into the EU, we should suspect that it would be a similar regime.
That's lecturer at Chumbawamba Law School of the Cayman Islands, Laura Panedes. A day for you to represent your cultural identity is coming up at the end of the month, and organizers with the Cayman National Cultural Foundation are hoping you'll join them in celebrating the country's rich representation.
Dress for Culture is where we actually try to get as many schools involved to dress up culturally. And there's a donation of $5 for adults and $3 for kids. And again, that event is the 26th of February.
CNCF's Melanie McField tells Radio Cayman Dress for Culture Day is now in its ninth year. Schools, businesses and individuals across the Cayman Islands are encouraged to creatively display their homeland, pride and cultural attire on that day.
So we have three categories. We have the company, organization, slash organization. We have school and we have individual. So we have prizes for the best company photo and a school photo as well as an individual photo.
Money raised go towards CNCF's cultural heritage preservation programs. The event is part of KFest 2021. For more information, you can head to artscayman.org. And finally in the news for this hour, the Central Caribbean Marine Institute launches Reef Relief 2021 Photo Scavenger Hunt and Beach Day Fundraiser. Radio Cayman's Felicia Rankin-Solins has more.
For Reef Relief 2021, all you need is to put a team together of 4 to 6 people to join in on the fun. You can be any age to take part. Teams have 5 days from April 5th to the 10th to complete as many items from the photo scavenger hunt list as possible. They then must post to the Central Caribbean Marine Institute's Facebook page to submit. All the items on the list are eco-friendly and include lionfish hunting, beach cleanups to simple pro-environment things you can do in the home and office. Everyone who takes part will be contributing to Reef Relief. Points are awarded for each item completed. The hunt concludes with a beach day for all registered participants at Kaibo on Saturday, April 10th, from 12 p.m. to 3 p.m. Prizes will be awarded to the winning photo scavenger hunt team and best photos. Participants can expect lunch, beach games, and select activities, and live music. There will be raffle tickets to purchase, the opportunity to sign up for CCMI's Coral Dome Champion Program, and shirts and accessories will be for sale. All proceeds go to support CCMI and sustain their ongoing programs that work to protect and restore coral reefs. Ticket prices begin at $75. Children 12 and under are $30. For complete event information and to buy tickets, please visit reefresearch.org. For Radio Cayman News, I'm Felicia Rankin-Solins.
And that is your latest local news here on Radio Cayman. I'm Shanda Gallego.